Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is May the 12th, and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Chronicles, chapters 31 to 33. Testings are meant to expose our true colors. We read in 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 30 to 31 like this. Hezekiah prospered in all his works. However, regarding the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, whom they sent to him to inquire about the wonder that was done in the land, God withdrew from him in order to test him, that he might know all that was in his heart. Towards the end of his days, King Hezekiah became ill, and even though the Lord healed him, he failed to respond with proper gratitude initially. And due to this, God's judgment was imminent upon his life. Realizing his foolishness quickly, Hezekiah humbled himself and averted God's anger. Not many days passed from this incident that princes came from Babylon to see the wonders that God had given Hezekiah. At that time, God withdrew from him in order to test him, that he might know all that was in his heart. Hezekiah was tested by God to see how he would deal with these enemy spies. Sadly, Hezekiah failed in this crucial test as he was carried away by the flattery of the princes from Babylon and proudly showed them all his vast treasures. Due to this exposure, the Babylonian princes got the desire to possess these treasures for themselves. Hezekiah was later rebuked by prophet Isaiah, who predicted that the information learned by the Babylonian princes would contribute to Jerusalem's eventual capture. The chronicler shows clearly that God did not approve of Hezekiah's actions as he was testing him. Just like God allowed the enemy to come in Hezekiah's life as he was testing him, God tests his children time and again. Job is an example of someone whom God tested by allowing Satan to inflict immense pain and suffering. Another example of a group of people who were tested by God was the children of Israel as they wandered 40 years in the wilderness. This was what Moses told the children of those Israelites who were tested, and we read that in Deuteronomy chapter 8, 2 and 3 like this. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. It is possible that God will withdraw from us and expose us to difficulty, satanic attack, sickness, and troubles at work or within our family for the purpose of testing us and to know what was really in our hearts. If we intentionally hide God's word in our hearts and let our reactions be guided by God's word rather than by our feelings, we will pass the testing of God and come out triumphantly. Let our true colors be in line with God's word when God tests us. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5 like this, the words of Apostle Paul, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ."